Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement to Net podcast for Monday, August 21st, 2006. Today's message is titled, God's Faithful Promises. And the wonderful scripture passage being read today is from Psalm 145, verse 13.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made.
We're having an abundant tomato harvest in our small garden. In fact, on the site today, there's a photo of our big, bushy tomato plants, which are now over 6 feet tall and loaded with ripened fruit. We've been enjoying freshly sliced tomatoes, BLT sandwiches, and Brooksine canned 15 pints of zesty salsa last week. We give extras to our neighbors who aren't gardeners. In fact, Brooksine took several bags of tomatoes to church to give away. Even as I prepare this message, I'm eating a plate full of sliced tomatoes.
I believe one of the greatest perspectives we can have in life is a daily recognition of God's abundant blessings. In the physical realm, these blessings vary among us. Some have better health than others. Some have more of this world's goods. Some have greater heartaches. Some of you probably grew tomatoes, but they didn't do so well this year. We have a young friend who was growing sweet corn to raise money, and the drought burned her recent crops.
Because we live in the physical realm, we inevitably focus on this. Nevertheless, how quickly these things can change. Any security we have in the present world is very tenuous. Due to a drought or severe storm, the hardworking farmer can see his crop potential go from an abundant harvest to a disaster. That steady job can quickly vanish. An accident can alter our present and future plans instantly. We really have no guarantees of security in regard to the physical realm.
But in the spiritual realm, our blessings are absolute with no deficiency whatsoever. These blessings are secure and abundantly adequate, regardless of where we live or how blessed we happen to be in the physical. My Christian brother or sister reading this in India or Africa is equally blessed with me in the spiritual realm.
What a tremendous blessing it is in the daily verse. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. First part of the verse is classic Hebrew parallelism, a great reinforcement of the reality of God's eternal kingdom.
The second part has two complementary truths. First, the Lord is faithful to all his promises. And secondly, the Lord is loving toward all he has made.
These two promises may not always appear to be true in regard to our own experiences, but they are absolutely true in the spiritual realm, and equally so regardless of the extent of our physical and material blessing. I was just reading again about the Darfur region in Sudan, Africa. Could there be a greater contrast between my day and the day of a 51-year-old in that country? In fact, few would even live to reach my age there. We have two friends that came from Sudan, immigrating to America in the late 90s. What an amazing story they have to share.
Many of you are encountering a shaking that reveals the insecurity of this world. We just received news that a friend lost his job. Another close friend received word that his mother has a large brain tumor. A reader in this series wrote to share of the hurt and loneliness due to a marital desertion after many years of marriage.
Today, let us consider the altogether abundant blessings and promises of God. A wonderful verse I close with is Romans 8, verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
Let's pray together. Jesus, our material accumulation brings temporary pleasure that fades with each passing day. When we strive to hold on to that which is fleeting, it deters us from that which has eternal significance. Lord, you promise to give us all things that we have need of as we seek you and your kingdom above all. May your light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the glory of God in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Once again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages out of our home here in South Central Pennsylvania, Lancaster County, rural part of the county. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today I have two photos on the site, both of photos of tomatoes. One, a photo of the I believe we have six tomato plants, and another, a kind of a close-up of our beautiful plants, our tomatoes still on the vine. Have a wonderful day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged in your walk with Christ.